Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. Owners, production managers, and crew leaders, lend us your ears. This tech talk with Tom Drost at Estimate Rocket is perfect for anyone wanting to streamline project management, scheduling, and communication with their teams. Tom discusses tools like Zapier, Slack, Zoom, and Meistertask, and explains how they can help your business. Tom also discusses the resistance to tech change that can inhibit implementation and how to overcome it. Don't miss the full webinar on August 8th at 4 p.m. Central. Visit pdca.org. Hey, Tom. Welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris. Great to be here again.
Yeah, I know. We always love the education that you guys provide through Estimate Rocket. You guys are a friend sponsor of PDCA. And what that means, and I don't always mention this on the podcast or on education, but what that means is we are a nonprofit. We just don't have a vested interest in selling things and getting a profit like other business models and stuff. So when people come in as a sponsor, they're really supporting good education and good training, and they participate. We ask our sponsors to participate as much as they can. And I know Estimate Rocket brings it all the time with great education. And I love bragging on you guys because you really do. You do webinars for us. You guys do presentations at regional events and expo, podcasts. So we're really appreciative of all the great training and education you guys bring. So thanks, Tom.
Absolutely. My pleasure. We definitely enjoy, you know, in addition to having a product that we love, the most fun is helping painters and contractors to build their businesses. I mean, I guess it's kind of self-serving in the long run because ultimately they'll make even better customers for us. But it really is. That's what brings the fun to it for me personally. And I think us as a company is to see people grow and use a product and love it. And, any way we can help in that and any of the, you know, business knowledge that I have that I can lend to our customers, I'm always happy to do that.
I think that's the best business model is the whole idea of givers get, you know, that it, eventually it all comes back around and people know that you can be trusted and that you're giving into building the industry and, you know, supporting high standards and just giving wherever you can. And I know you guys do that. And, you know, technology, we're going to have a webinar next week, and it's going to be at 4 p.m. Central on August 8th at 4 p.m. Central. It's going to be called A Tech Talk, Practical Tech and Productivity Tools to Integrate into Your Contracting Business. And you're going to be talking about a few tools, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But first of all, let me just acknowledge that you guys are a pretty smart company. You're doing some amazing things. You have a great feedback from the contracting community. I think you guys work with contractors and painting contractors, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I know the feedback that you guys are always looking for and always getting is very, it's a strong component that you integrate into your development all the time of your programming and tools. And because I hear about it and I know that people are excited to contribute and you're just doing smart things all the time. Very innovative. I know you guys have some recent updates that came out, right, with your tool.
Absolutely. We try to do a release of some sort pretty much on a monthly basis. Sometimes it'll go to 2 months. Some of them are just small feature function. We recently did a release actually last week with a couple of new reports that, you know, give our customers more insight into what cash they can expect coming in and what, you know, projects are currently active and probably going to be billed. And a couple of other cosmetic things and things, delight features, things that people have asked for that, you know, we know will be useful to the product. We also have a release coming in the fall of a new time tracking module, which we're really, really excited about. We do get a lot of feedback that's a huge, huge element for most of our customers is to be able to track their time for their jobs for profitability analysis. And also, of course, to support the payroll activities. So we're really, really excited about that one.
Nice. I mean, that's always exciting because I know we have a lot of contractors using Estimate Rocket and Job Rocket. But I like the fact that it's credibility for you that you guys are talking about innovation and the latest tools and how to use those. And you're going to be doing, you know, some education and training on that, how to use other tools out there. But it's because you guys are always doing state of the art updates, and it's always a direct response to what you are hearing, the feedback you're getting. And you're saying, hey, what do you guys need out there? And we'll create it. And it's very, it's a quick turnaround, I think, on some of that, or it seems to me.
Yeah, we work very hard at that. Of course, you know, there's always the case in when you're developing software and anything else for that matter. I'm sure painters run into this all the time, that things that look really easy to do are often the hardest ones to do.
Yeah.
And the things that look really hard to do are sometimes the easiest to do. So
wow.
You never seem to get away from that that problem, no matter what business you're in, I guess.
That is a real piece of wisdom. That's a Yoda quote right there.
Yeah.
That is so true. You could live on that, like feed on that for a while, people. Okay, so you're going to be talking about some of the cool tools and stuff that a lot of our contractors are using, like Zapier, Slack, Zoom, MeisterTask, Google Docs, You Can Book Me, and YouTube. So we got a series of these, and you're going to talk about not just the tools, but how to integrate those and how to deal with resistance to change when technology is being introduced. We have a lot of contractors and business owners that are also very innovative, and they want to introduce change, but change is hard. And I have always said that oftentimes the only thing between you and change is feelings. And feelings are very important, your own feelings at times, but it's other people's feelings, because there's feelings of, I'm afraid of change, or I'm afraid of the work, or I'm afraid of what you're going to ask me, I'm afraid of the hurt that's going to be between me and all those changes, and I'm afraid of being left behind. Some people are afraid that the change is going to leave them behind, and other people are going to be stepping up into leadership over them or around them. So there's all these feelings and stuff, but you're going to be talking about some of the resistance and how to overcome. Can you give me an idea of what that's all about and how you what's your advice there?
Yeah, so part of that, the resistance in many cases comes from, you know, fear and lack of understanding of what's happening. So somebody comes in with this new piece of technology and says, "Hey, this is it. This is going to change everything." And immediately, you know, without enough introduction and without enough, you know, thought into how you present that, I mean, you may have already figured out that this thing is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the people you're presenting it to, your employees and your work coworkers and even subcontractors sometimes, are looking at it going, "Oh, hey, why do we have to change things?" So, you know, part of the announcement of that new technology or this new thing you're going to implement, be it technology or just a system change, really needs to be presented, needs to be sold to your people in the same way that you sell to your customers. You know, it has to be presented in the right way, at the right time, with the right, you know, with the right wording. And that just by itself goes a long way to helping to reduce the resistance to some of these changes that are going to be implemented.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody adapts differently, and they talk about the paradigms of, you know, you have the early adopters, and then you have the people who are going to be, adapting to things a little bit more normally paced and kind of have an okay time, but they're not then you have the late adopters, and, mm-hmm. you know, to bring everybody together, it does take some of the preparation, a little bit better planning. And I'm the kind of person, I know that, you know, I've heard it said before that some educators, you know, they'll present some new idea, just like a newborn baby, and expect the auditors or the listeners to just take care of it, know how to like care for this new idea and how to implement it into the, but it's truly like a new part of you. It's going to require a life change. And so that takes time. And so helping people with the tools to know how to do that is very important. So that's cool that you're going to be talking about that. And you're going to talk about specifically, especially for this first one, I know you're just going to get through part of the list in your first webinar, and then the next webinar, part two, is going to be the next month. But you're going to be talking about, let's name a few of them, Zapier, Slack, Zoom, MeisterTask. Let's start with Zapier. What's to know about that?
So Zapier is think of it as app glue. Zapier is a middleman that knows how to talk to a variety of different applications. So what does that mean? Me as application developer, if I set my software up to communicate with Zapier, then my software can now instantly communicate with literally thousands of other applications. Practically speaking, you may only use, you know, five or six other applications, or two or three, but even two or three or one can make a huge difference in eliminating duplication of effort and streamlining your system's operations.
Now, again, every time Estimate Rocket is on, I'm not trying to make a sell for you guys' product. And I try not
to. It's okay
to.
With me. Christian.
I just know so much about you guys because you're involved. You really step up. But I'm guessing that, does Estimate Rocket work with all these that you're talking about, or Zapier in particular?
It definitely works with Zapier in particular.
Okay.
And honestly, I think everyone that I'm talking about works with Zapier that where it would be applicable. YouTube, I'm not sure is necessarily applicable to a Zapier. That's actually got kind of a different application that I'll talk about. Most of these applications talk to Zapier, which again is what makes Zapier kind of this real powerful middleman, because it allows you to take potential, you know, applications that potentially don't even talk together and make them talk. Great example, actually, of one of an application that isn't even advertised as working with Zapier is Home Advisor. So Home Advisor has a document for communicating with them, doesn't reference Zapier, but it has an API reference to it. And so we went through it and figured out how to plug that into Zapier so you can make your Home Advisor leads go from Home Advisor directly into Estimate Rocket. So even if it's an app that doesn't necessarily communicate with Zapier, Zapier is also kind of this open platform that if you have an API or if you have, you can even send emails to Zapier and parse emails up to go out to other applications. So it's just, it's really kind of a, this cool middleman piece of software that, that just, it, it's sort of like your data entry person. Think of it as that. You've got data here and data there, and Zapier kind of rekeys things into another system for you.
Wow. Great description. When you do the webinar, are you going to show like screenshots and things like that of some of these tools?
Absolutely.
Cool.
In fact, it's, I probably have more tabs open for this presentation than anyone I've ever done.
Nice. I love it. Okay. Let's move on to Slack. I know we don't have tons of time on these podcasts, but I know, I want to hit it. And then, as a reminder to people on the webinars, where you really take time to go through these and then you answer questions and stuff. So it's very important if people want to hear more to get on that webinar. Slack.
So Slack is, business chat. And, it sounds like it's been done a million times, but it, again, for us internally, it's an invaluable tool. It's, the nice thing about Slack is in addition to having private chat, you also have what are called channels. So, you know, a channel might be a project for a contractor. So any notes or any messaging or notes or things that you want to leave for that, you know, particular project, you leave them in that channel. And then anyone else who's subscribed to that channel, so anyone else involved in that particular project, can subscribe to that channel, and they see the trail of messaging that's going back and forth. And it supports images and documents and, and text, of course. It's just a very handy general communication tool. It also will communicate with various other packages. So the way we use Slack is pretty much all of the outside services that we use internally as a company are also hooked up to Slack. So, you know, for example, we use a program called Intercom, which is our service that gives us our in-app chat. When you see the little red smiley face down in the corner, that's a program called Intercom. So Intercom, when incoming messages come into Intercom, they also go into Slack. So instead of us having to necessarily look at Intercom all the time, we can just look at the Slack channel, and that tells us if there's anything new going on there.
Nice.
So it's really, it's kind of hard to describe because all it does is messaging, but it does it really well. And very good at handling images and just internal communications.
And again, screenshots of that or kind of a tutorial of that on the web.
Absolutely.
Okay. We use Slack here for some of the projects we're working on, and it was it's a learning process, but extremely valuable in some ways. And I will actually speak for it on this. And people who use Slack maybe can comment wherever this is posted, go on Facebook or whatever, and tell about how you're using it. But we find that when you're digging through emails and trying to find the conversation thread, or you have conversations that all mix together, or texts or whatever, mm-hmm. this helps keep them all kind of separated and filed. And then you could target different people. You could all be in the same thread, but you could target different people in the conversation, tag them and whatnot. It really does have this unique way of organizing the conversation. So that it's easily accessible, easily. You could find, where you last left off. So I could at least validate, that part of it. I don't use all the tools. Let's go to Zoom real quick.
Sure. So Zoom is really not necessarily an integration tool, but part of what we'll talk about and get into is that, not everything is just making one thing talk to the other. It's, how to use some new tools that may not integrate to anything, but may radically improve your systems. So Zoom is another, and it has a free tier in Zoom, and it's a very simple, very easy to use video and voice chat system that also allows screen sharing. So if you're carrying on conversations, you know, Zoom is probably an alternative to Slack. Although again, Slack is this kind of historical conversation repository, whereas Zoom is a, hey, let's set up a meeting or have an individual conversation about something type channel, but very good for screen sharing. And again, very, very easy to use and supports multiple people in the conversation. You know, it's similar to a GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar or JoinMe. But for some reason, Zoom just seems really, really simple to use. And I've actually had many, I was told about it by a painting contractor.
So nice. So better than GoToWebinar?
It's better than GoToWebinar if you're trying to get a group of people that know each other together for a conversation.
Better than Google Chat or something like that, or Skype?
I have not used Google Chat. I tried Google Chat in the early days.
Yeah, maybe that's an old thing now. Did I just date myself?
it wasn't there, and they're probably trying to resurrect it over and over again, but that one never caught on for me.
In Skype?
And Skype is a good tool. I think Zoom is more personal interacting. Skype is more like a phone, to me anyway. It's more like a phone system, so you need to establish who your contacts are, and it's more phone oriented to the extent that you can get, if you don't block your Skype properly, you can have incoming junk from all over the place, like any other, like your mobile phone's getting bombarded these days. Zoom is a little more invite oriented, so you invite the people you want to talk to or have a conversation or share a screen with, and then they can just jump in the conversation with you.
Gotcha. Okay. I know I'm just throwing that out of left field, sure. But some of it's what I want to know, but listening to you compare it can help to define it. Meistertask.
You always help me drill down into these things way better than I can do without questions.
It's just because I have stupid questions. You're like, how do stupid people ask questions? No. So Meistertask, you want to just touch on that real quick? Cause I'm not sure that's kind of the midway. Maybe you'll touch on it again next time, but anything quickly to say about Meistertask?
Yeah, Meistertask is, it's very similar to another product called Trello. It's basically board-based task management. So you get this, interface basically is you set up boards. So you set up a board for a project, and then within the board, you would have cards for different parts of the project. So you might have a card for things that need to be done, things that are being worked, and another card for things completed. And you simply move things from column to column when drag and drop as things are completed. So it's definitely task or project management oriented. It's got a really, Trello is a great tool as well, and very, very similar again to Meistertask. Meistertask seems a little more fun to use for some reason.
Hmm. Okay.
And a lot of that comes down to, when you're talking about adoption of tools, in a lot of cases, resistance is because people just don't like it. So you could see this tool that you know is going to radically improve your business, but if nobody likes it, it's going to be harder to get them to accept it. So, there's this, and I've observed this for a lot of years, I don't even tell you how many years, that one of the resistances to adoption is that, the owner of the company says, well, if I implement this thing, man, it's going to save me a ton of dough, which is great. That's the right objective. But if this thing is so painful for the people who have to use it to use, that's really going to add in that resistance factor. So as an owner, or the person in charge of picking out new technology, it's really important to actually experience it, if you can, because you might say, wow, this is terrible. I would never use this. And it's not that the result of what it does isn't good. It's just that everybody's used a piece of software. They're like, wow, that just doesn't work for me.
Right. I think that's all very useful. When we're going to be talking in the future more about project management and production managers and providing resources for people who are hiring production managers and stuff, how do we help them get the tools that they need and really learn that job? So we provide a lot of resources for owners, but we want to look at that different level too of supervisors. So I think this stuff is going to be very helpful, especially for those that are learning these tools and how do I better organize my crew and keep the team working together and you know, task management and scheduling and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be very helpful. If I bill it that way, don't you think that's some people that we ought to be targeting with this information?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think, you know, that's another thing that, yeah, people forget who, you know, who the champion is for certain things. And sometimes you get the wrong champion, that'll kill the project right there. So, you know, who needs to attend is really the person who's going to have to make those decisions on how they're going to do things and implement them and have that understanding of what goes into that process. And sometimes it isn't the owner. It's a project manager or an office manager or supervisor, you know, someone in a different role.
Tom, if people want to hear more from you, I know they could attend the webinar, but if they want to learn more about Estimate Rocket or just ask you a question or something about something you said, how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can always get a hold of me at tom@estimaterocket.com. If you go to our website or if you're in our app, there's a chat in the lower right-hand corner, and you can say, hey, Tom, and ask me a question. All that stuff gets back to the same place. So either one of those paths is a great way to get a hold of me.
Gotcha. Okay, well, we're going to continue this conversation again at some point. I know we're looking forward to the webinar. Thanks for being with us, Tom.
All right, Chris. I need you, Chris.
PaintEd podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time.
How do stupid people ask questions?